New Orleans is a place where when you ask someone what they do, you don't get a single answer. While other places may call these endeavors a side hustle, many people feel that it's not so much a side hustle as it is an interesting way to live. It's a creative life. And we have Nicole Young with us to talk about this idea of living a creative, artistic life in a way that keeps life lively. Nicole, thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking with us today.
Yay, thank you for having me, Kelly.
And disclaimer, Nicole and I worked together at Bard Ehrlich College, where she was the executive director. So you did what many people talk about, but not many people, I'm going to say, have the guts to do, which is that you left the traditional job in order to fulfill this creative life that you wanted to have. Tell us about that transition and what the spark of change was for you.
Yeah. Well, first of all, the transition was terrifying. I was raised by a Black mother whose parents are Caribbean. So she like has no concept of like you're doing this in your regular life, like creative things. She's just like, you're going to go poor. But for me, like one of the catalysts, which sounds really crazy, is Black Panther that came out in 2018. It was a catalyst for me realizing I saw everyone, especially Black millennials, people my age, reacting to this movie and having this experience with this movie. And it was really emotional for me when I went to see it because it's like a superhero movie, but I had never seen anything like it on the big screen ever in my life. Never, ever. And like everyone is like a fully imagined person, and there's like villains who are Black and beautiful people who are Black and women warriors who are Black and like everything. And I had been sitting on this writing thing that I had been doing for a while as a side project. And then I saw the movie and I was like, but you can have this kind of impact if you do storytelling. Like, storyteller can do this. And I loved my work at Bard. I was excited about what we were doing every day. But it wasn't having the impact at the scale that I wanted to have it. And that was a constant thing for me in my 9-to-5. I had only ever done 9-to-5 jobs before then. And it was always I was going back and forth between like federal policymaking, state policymaking, local, federal. And it was because I was trying to figure out a level of impact that mattered. And I really thought that like storytelling and narrative and creativity actually could possibly work as one of the ways to do that.
So you have all these new endeavors, and I know you have the new project with the podcast. So can you tell us about this latest venture with the podcast, why you went into it, what your hope is with it?
Yeah. So I am starting a podcast with two amazing hosts, Ivy and Cassandra, who it's called Black Women Blooming. And the whole podcast is focused on how do we get Black women the resources and information that they need in order to go into their doctor's offices and in their health professionals' offices and feel equipped with what they need. And it really came out of a really personal place for all three of us. It's just that Black women's health, I mean, you can read the statistics, right? Black women's health is just not researched enough. It's not talked about enough. And we have issues that are specific to us in this country that we are receiving disproportionate treatment or care on because that is the current environment that we're living in. We wanted to create a podcast that gives you like bite-sized slices of the information that you need right away so that you can access the information.
What impact would you like to see from this podcast?
I would love to see, because so podcasts also are very segmented, like the people who listen to them are millennials-ish. There tend to be a little bit more middle class, right? And so like the people who are like my mom who need this information but are not podcast listeners, my hope is that we create something that could expand past the usual podcast listener and that we have partnerships with faith communities, churches, barbershops and beauty salons where Black people are, because we just wanted to reach the right people and it not be an echo chamber of young millennials who also need the information, but also like my mom and my aunts and my cousins who wouldn't necessarily be your typical podcast listener.
We have been talking with Nicole Young, founder of the podcast Black Woman Blooming. You can learn more about the podcast and Nicole's work on her Instagram, Black Woman Blooming. You know, Nicole, it's always inspiring to talk to you, and I'm so glad that you came in and talked with us today.
Thank you for having me.
For Nola V and In New Orleans, I'm Kelly Crawford.